Last time we started the sugya of not by not, and the Gemara and Daftikid Aleph on the base. The Gemara quotes Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. What's the din of dogim sha'olu b'ka'ora? Let's say you have dogim, as Tosus explains, Rashi also, dogim, hot dogim, that are placed in a ka'ora, so nenes, that's the simple case, that one of the items is cold, the other one is warm, the other one is hot. So Rav says, also la'ochlam b'kutach, that there's a blia of basar in the ka'ara, and that's going to go into the dogim, then you're not allowed to eat it b'kutach, you can't have it with milk. And Shmuel says that it's mutter, that you can eat it b'kutach. Shmuel says that since it's not banad, it's a tam sheni, tam of the basar goes into the ka'ara, then it's going to come out into the dogim, so it's a tam sheni beheter, tam sheni in the dogim, so then you're allowed to eat that b'kutach. Gemara explains that even Shmuel admits that if we're talking about a dover charef or a dover mar, not by not is going to be awesome. It's only if it's not a dover mar. That's the case that they give. The shaifa, the shiofa, bitsa'a. Case with Rav, right? That Rav had something wrong with his eyes, so they made a shiofa bitsa'a, and he said, there's a big time over here. I can tell you, they later cooked in the same Bitsa'ah, in the same Kedera, he says there's a strong tam there, so we thought that's the raya. Rav holds that not by not is awesome, because there's going to be a tam even the makom sheni. Gemara says no, even Shmuel is going to admit that's awesome, that's like a tam rishon, because it's so strong. So you see that even Shmuel, who says normally that not by not is mutter, but by dover mar, dover charef, a very powerful item, if it's bitter or if it's sharp, even he will say that it's going to be awesome. So we asked a number of questions on this Gemara. First of all, why does the Gemara say Dogim Sha'olu B'Ka'ara? Why use a different Lashon which we're not familiar with? It should have said Dogim Sha'olu B'Ka'ara. Secondly, why does it use a Lashon B'Di'evet, Dogim Sha'olu? It should say Mutter Lahala. Shmuel should say Mutter Lahala is Dogim B'Ka'ara, even Aldas, La'ochlam B'Kutach. Sounds like it's a Lashon B'di'evet, that only B'di'evet it's mutter, according to Shmuel. Like the Rav, even B'di'evet it's us, but even Shmuel who said it's mutter, sounds like it's only B'di'evet. And thirdly, if you say that not barnat is mutter because somehow a tam sheni is more kal, it's not as strong a tam, then how can we find time and time again that if you cook iser in a pot, then you're not allowed to cook something else in that pot without hechshen? That's also not barnat. It's a tam sheni. The belief of iser went into the pot. Now it's going to come into the second makam. So why should that be a problem? If you always say that Tam Sheni is Lav Tamu, if it's not considered a Tam, then what could be the issue? In fact, we find the Gemara earlier quotes the Mishnah, that Kedera Shebishal Ba'Basar Lo Yevashal Ba'Cholav and Bishal Ba'Nosin Tam. A Kedera that you cook Basar in, you're not allowed to cook Cholav in. Why not? It's not Barnat. The Tam of Basar went into the Kedera, and now it's going to come out into the Cholav. But if the Makom Sheni, it's not considered a Tam, so then what could be the problem? It's not like you're cooking the cholov and the basa together. You're cooking cholov with the tam of basa, but if you hold that b'makom sheni, the tam is lav klumu, so what's the issue? So there are many questions that we have to address in this sugya to get a basic understanding. Let's deal with the first issue. Let's take the questions one by one. Why does it say olu? Why doesn't it say nisvashlu? So Tosis points out that the Rivan, Rashi's son-in-law, quoted from his father-in-law Rashi that in fact nisvashlu os. Right, that the din of not by not being mutter according to Shmuel, which is how we paskin. Abaye quotes Chizkia quotes Abaye, the Hilchas and not by not is mutter, Dogam Shalom Bakar is mutter la'ochlam b'kutach. So Zokter Ivan, B'Shem his father in Larashi, Tafka olu, Avul Nisbashlu os. Bishul is mocham. So if you hold like that version of Rashi, so then it's obvious the Gemara has to say Dogam Shalom Bakar because Dogam Shinisbashlu Bakar is not mutter la'ochlam b'kutach. That's the chiluk, right? Clearly, there's a chiluk between olu as opposed to nisbashlu. So that's the Rivan's quote of Rashi. B'shem Rashi pirish Rivan chasan odafka olu sharav on nisbashlu aser the kechad taima choshev. Says the reason why not barnat of nisbashlu is aser is because it's not barnat. It's not viewed as a tam sheni. It's viewed as a chad taima. It's viewed as tam rishon. So if it's viewed as tam rishon, then it's going to be aser. And he brings a case, Uba Maisa Lefonov, and there was a Maisa with Rashi, the Beitzim Shinizvash Lebekadera Shalchala, the Osar Lasos Mehem Mulyasa Shalbasa. Rashi asked it to make Mulyasa Shalbasa, to make some kind of a Tavsha with Basar, Kedera Shalchala, We're talking not about the keder, we're talking about the beitzim. The beitzim have a bliya of cholov in them. So Rashi asked to make mulyasa of basar with these beitzim. It's mamish the flip side of the Gemara. Gemara says, Dagam sha'olu b'ka'ar, we're talking about ka'ar shal basar, can you eat it b'kutach? The mice of Rashi was that they cooked something pariv, beitzim were pariv a beitzim, I cooked in a keder shal cholov. The question is, can you make mulyasa shal basar? So Rashi says that it's also, why is it also? But if you pass on like Shmuel, so it should be mutter. If not by not is mutter, if you cook b'keder shal basar, then not by not should also be mutter if you cook b'keder shal cholov. Zakarivan, because Rashi was machmer by Bishul. By Bishul he held the din of Napanah doesn't apply. We view it like a chad taima. Now we're not going to have these cases. Dogam shalu b'kar beitzim shenisvashlu b'kederi shalchol. That's not so common. But I'll give you a very common case. Napanah, the classical Napanah case is, let's say you cook macaroni. That's what we have. You cook pasta. Pasta in a kederi shalbasa. Can you make mac and cheese out of that macaroni? Pretty standard case. This is like the most classical shayla in your day. The most common shayla that comes up. Now someone says, I cooked it in the flesh of kapah. I didn't realize I made a mistake. I really wanted to cook the milk of kapah. Can I use it for the mac and cheese? Classical shayla. That's this gemara. So according to Rashi, the version of the Rivan, his son-in-law, then that's not by not. That's not where Shmuel was matir. He would say that's a tam rishon. That would be absolutely awesome. You would not be able to make mac and cheese out of that macaroni, right? Even if it's b'diavad. Even if you did it, we're not talking lechatchila that you knew that it was a keder shabasa, but afal pikein you cooked the macaroni there because you knew the gemara and that but not as mutter, so you figured it's okay. And then someone tells you, no, the Rivan quotes b'shem Rashi. No, let's assume b'diavad. You made it b'diavad. It sounds over here, according to Rashi, it would be osur, because that's not viewed as a tam sheni, it's viewed as a chad taima. It's tam rishon, so therefore it would be osur. Dafka olu, not by not as mutter, but not nizvashlu. Why is nizvashlu mochamer? What's the basis of this shita Rashi? So we find different svaras that are floated by the Rishon. The Rosh quotes this Rivan also, and he says a little more than Tosfos. He gives a svar. Where's the Rosh? The Rosh is here in Perek Ches. Simen Chavtes. I think it is. Chavtes. Rosh says, V'rivan chasano kosa mishmo olu in isbash lulo. Same Rivan b'das Rashi. The avagav deba'olu nami kiblu k'dei klipa tamin abasa. Even though olu also there's a kabbalas k'dei klipa tamin abasa. What is he talking about? So that's what Tosfos made reference to. The Gemara in Imsachim. I glossed over this yesterday. I just mentioned it quickly, but let's just explain it a little bit better. Gemara in Ketzat Solon adafayim vavam and aleph. The Gemara mentions the machlokas amoroyim whether Ilah gavar or tatah gavar. If you have two items, but only one of them is hot. Now, if you have two items that are hot, and one falls into the other, so, of course, they're going to be mavliya bakula. You'll have a bliya bakula. The whole thing becomes us. If you have iser and heter, one falling into the other, and they're both hot. But let's say only one of them is hot. Let's say the top item is hot. The bottom item is cold. Right? You have something on a plate, let's say, that's cold, and then you have hot liquid that's being poured on top of it. Right? You have some kind of a kettle, and there's going to be hot liquid being poured. So this is cham, and that's tzonin. That's called cham letoch tzonin. Well, let's say you have tzonin letoch cham. Let's say the item over here, let's say you have a kedera, it's mamish on the eish, if you will, and it's tzonin letoch cham, either way. So how do you evaluate such a situation? Is that mavliya bakulo? It's not mavliya bakulo. It's not cham letoch cham. It's not two things that are cham. One is tzori, one is cham. That's a machlokas amaroi. Some hold tato gava, that if the bottom thing is cham, it's like both of them are cham. If the bottom thing is cham, it's mavliya bakulo. It causes a bliya throughout the entire tzori. Throughout there is a bliya bakulo. Because it's mavliya. It has a greater koach. Gover. Tato gover. It's gover. It overpowers the tzonin, and it can be mavliya bakulo. While others say ilah gova, that the top one is going to be gova. So if the top one is sone, then the bottom one is not going to be mavliya bakula, because the top one has more power. But conversely, if the top item falling into the lower item is hot, it'll be mavliya bakula into the bottom item. If you hold tato gova, then the bottom item that's sone in is going to overpower the top item. It's not going to be mavliya bakula. So if the cold item is the one in the position of power, right, according to either day. So what happens? It's not mavliya bakula because it overpowers the other item. Does nothing happen? It's just mamash heter gomer? So the Gemara says, no. Ademeka lebola kedei klipa. That whether you hold ilah gova, whether you hold tato gova, the item that's sonein, if the item that's sonein is not in the position of power, so it's not going to be mavliya bakula into the other item, but it'll be mavliya kedei klipa. There will be some kind of a bliya because ademeka le, when it cools off, in the process of cooling off, the davar hacham, bola kedei klipa. It's going to be bola kedei klipa. So there's some kind of a bliya, but it's not mavliya bakula. So that's what the Rush is referring to over here. Like Tosas just pointed out that if one of them is cham, then the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is going to apply. Both of them are tzoni, then obviously nothing happens. But if one of them is cham, there is a little bit of a bliya. So then there's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So on that, the Rush says that the Rivan quoted from Rashi that Olu in is bashrulo. Even though by Olu there is a kabbalas kedei klipa tam and abasa, by Olu there is a bliya of kedei klipa. Ademeka lebola kedei klipa. Right? We paskin tatogava. So even if you hold tatogava, so one of them is cold. Right? One of them is cold. Okay, but there still is a bliya kedei klipa. Bivliya mu'ete sitiru naparnat. Zokta rosh, if it's a bliya mu'ete, there's a little bit of a bliya, so then they were matu naparnat. Naparnat is like a weaker type of tam. We'll have to explain that a little bit more, but just say poshut. Naparnat is not a tam rishon, it's a tam shen, it's a weaker tam. Bliya mu'ete, if it's a little bit of a bliya, then they're going to be matu. Avon misbashlu v'nivla kol tam abosa shoya balua b'kedera osa la'okla b'kuta. But says the rosh, according to Rashi, this version of Rashi, if nisbashlu v'nivla kol tam abasa, if there's a bishul is nivla kol tam abasa. What's he saying? By bish, sounds like what the Rosh is saying is by bishul there's a bliya bakula. If it's only olu, so olu is like what? It's like a tzli, right? It's like a tator gover. It's like cham letoch tzonin, tzonin letoch cham. It's less of a bliya. Bliya mu'etes. It's a little bit of a bliya. It's a bliya kedei klipa. So in something that could only be mavliya kedei klipa, we pass in like Shmuel that naparnat is going to be mutter. But in bishul, since the bliya is not just kedei klipa, bishul is mavliya bekulo nisbashul v'nivla kol tam habosa shaya b'lo b'kedera. So if it's mavliya bekulo, bishul is a more powerful bliya. It's mavliya bekulo. Naparnat is going to be awesome. That's what the Rush seems to be saying. The Rush seems to be saying that the reason why bishul is more chamor here because bishul is mavliya bekulo. So therefore, it's more powerful. It's a little bit shver. This line of the Rosh is a little bit shver. Because then what should emerge is that not by not should be us, even according to Shmuel, by bishul, but let's say something less than bishul. Can you think of a situation where, taka, you have cham leto cham, and it's still not mavliya bakula? Cham leto cham. Not mavliya bakula, it's only mavliya kedei klipa. Yeshua? Rotev is bishul. Something less than rotev? Yeah. Sli. Isn't sli mavliya only kedei klipa? Right? We had that? We had sli. Sli is mavliya kedei klipa. It's not bishul. So, taking the Rush's logic, what should emerge is that even if not barnat is also by bishul, but by sli, it should be mutter. Meaning, what should come out is, according to the Rivan Bedas Rashi, sli should be more kal than bishul. Now we're going to find that there are some rishonim who hold that by not bar not sli is more chomer than bishul. I'll explain to you why. But we really never find anyone who's makel more by sli than by bishul. Either we put the two of them together. They're both asa. They're both mutter. Or, if you want to distinguish, the only way to distinguish it seems in the Rishonim. We'll see. The Rishonim will say that Sli is more chamer for some reason than Bishul. And certain types of Bishul. Okay, we'll see. We'll see the Hemshah. Right, so, it could be that not by not is mutter by Bishul, but also by Sli, but this kind of shita that not by not is going to be also by bishul but muta by tzli lo matzino shita kaze. But according to the Rush, that's what should emerge. If you hold not by not is also by bishul according to the Rivan Midas Rashi, because bishul's mavliya bekulo, then by tzli it should be muta because it's only mavliya kadei klipo. Is there another way to explain this chumer by bishul? So someone has suggested maybe the chumer by bishul is simple. It's not because it's mavliya bekulo. It's because it's hotter. There's more chamimus. There's more chamimus since it's on the fire. Right? It's on the fire, or it was bikli rishon on the fire, let's say. The liquid is bikli rishon that was on the fire at some point in time. It's simply hotter. So because it's simply hotter than alu, the tam is going to be more powerful. Tam is going to be more powerful. The Ramban has a loshon like that, which we're going to get to later in the sugya. I didn't want to assign it right here. The Ramban is such a loshon. That's a possibility. But the yisod of bishul, the reason why bishul is mocham, is not because it's mavliya bakulah. It's not a function of the strength of the bliya. No, it's simply bishul is hotter. It's a hotter experience. Because the bliyas are hotter, that's why, even though it's only a tam sheni, not barnad, it's a tam sheni, but it's like a tam risha. Rabban, in a different context, he says, "V'kashlo adatanya kedera shabishul b'basa lo yevashel b'cholav and bishul b'nosen tam." Why? How do we understand that mission that if you're mevashel b'basa in the kedera, now you have a tam of b'basa in the kedera, you shouldn't be mevashel cholav? What should be the problem? It's the tam sheni, cholav is b'makom sheni. So hey, ma'omrim zakter Rabban, she'al yedei ha'or polit mamosho shel iser harishon, through the or through the fire. If you're mevashel through the fire, through the heat of bishul. It's polate mamosho shel iser harishon. Somehow, since you're mevashel the basar in the kedera, it's the bishul occurred through the basar. Excuse me, since the bishul of the cholov, right? Since the bishul of the cholov is occurring on the or, so it's polate. It brings out the tam of the basar in a more significant way. So it's not maflitted. In a way that we call it a tam sheni. It's maflit mamashal shel isser. Mamashal shel isser is nivla into the kedera, but if you're mavashal the second item, if it's yotze from the walls of the kedera through bishul, the bishul with the or is maflit mamashal shel isser. It's a stronger plater. It sounds like it's not the idea that bishul's mavliya bakulo, but just because since it's on the or, somehow that's going to be maflit, a more powerful tam. It's not going to be not barna. It's not going to be viewed like a tam sheni. It's going to be viewed like a tam rishu. Okay. This is Shitas Rashi, the way that his son-in-law quotes it. Questions? Yes?
Just to clarify, if you explain it, the Ramban just explained, so then there's no difference between Sli and Bishul because they're both that hot?
There's no difference between what?
Sli is not more cal than Bishul then because they're both at that extreme heat?
You would say they're enough heat to create the Tamrisha. Right, according to the Shita. Right, I mean, is Sli any colder? I mean, it's the same or. It's the same, it's just the question is how. You see, Sli, without a rotev, somehow you're not going to have a bliya bakulo. But it's still the same or, it's the same heat. So because it's the same heat, bishul and Sli could be the same. That's a very good point, Michael. Thank you for adding. Right, that's the follow-up, right? That there is no chilik between Sli and bishul according to this approach because they both have the same or. As opposed to, according to the Rosh's pshat, since the bliya of bishul would be different, you'd imagine that there should be a chilik between the two, in that sli should be more kal, and we don't find anyone saying sli is more kal than bishul. Either they're equal, or it's going to be more chomer, we'll see. Yes?
Although, maybe the chilik could be that when you think of like sli, you put in like the oven, and it's not directly on the heat, it's just that the heat is all around it, and for bishul, the fire is actually on the kli, giving the heat up.
On the kli, but it's not on the dover that's being mavli. You're saying it's on the kli where the bliya is.
Versus where tzli is, the heat's just around it. It's not, you put it on a tray in the oven, you don't put it on the actual heat.
I don't know if bishul, the fire, actually has to be touching the kedera. As long as it's applying heat to the kedera, that should be sufficient. Right? Sometimes in tzli, the fire is directly on the wall of the oven. Sometimes it's not. I don't think the direct contact with the kli is not necessary here. The question is, does it have the heat to produce some kind of a bliya or to transform the tam into a tam rishon? I keep on saying that this is the Rivan Bedas Rashi. Why is the Rivan Bedas Rashi? It's Rashi, no? The Rivan, you imagine Rashi's son-in-law, got the right shmuz here, right? Yeah, but the problem is, if you look at Rashi itself, Look at Rashi on the sugya. You get a little bit of a different impression than the Rivan's shot. Did that ask Rashi?
Don't you?
Can you show me a Rashi in the sugya that sounds like not by not should apply even to Bishul? It's a chap. It's a chap. Right? Rashi doesn't say, I mean, we don't have that much Rashi over here that's going to be relevant. But can you think of a Rashi? Think of a Rashi. Let's just read the first couple of Rashis on the sugya. Dogam sha'ol b'ka'ara min atzli, k'shayirozchin nasnum l'sof ha'ka'ara sha'ochlu b'abasa. Okay, the dogim sha'ola b'ka'ara minatzli. That's the case of the Gemara, right? Rashi doesn't say anything about Bishul, but that's the whole point, right? Would you say it's dafka olu minatzli, but not nisvashlo? You say Bishul would be the same. Yeah, that's no raya from that Rashi, because Rashi's not doing anything. He's just explaining the case in the Gemara. Also la'ochlam b'kutach l'fi sha'abasa nosim b'antam. The basa was nosim tam is going to be nosim tam into the kutach, so it's a problem. The Rashi doesn't say anything either. Now, you can't be bedacked from every Rashi. Okay, let's see the next Rashi. No sin tam bar no sin tam hu. As Shmuel says, Dagum shal bakar mushtu lachon lachutach, it's not bar not. So what does Rashi say? Im hayu mevu shalim in basa mamish, haya osa la ochlam bakutach. Inami modu Shmuel, sha osa lechol cholav roseach bakar. The no sin tam rishon avi kabasa gam avu kaara zu hi atzma eina basa. Ella What's the point of Rashi? What's he trying to say? He's saying this case of the Ka'ara is no sintam bar no sintam. It's not basar mamish. Ka'ara zu atzma eina basar. There's a blia of basar in the Ka'ara. It's not bar not. It's a tam sheni. So therefore, Shmuel says it's going to be mutter. But, says Rashi, if you were to cook the dogim with the basar mamish, or you were to cook the dogim with cholav roseach and the ka'ara, mamish, right? You're cooking it with the basar or the cholav mamish, and obviously that's going to be asa. That's not a tam sheni. It's not that there's a blia in the kedera that's not coming out into the dogim. If you cook the basar with the dogim mamish, right, then that's viewed as a tam rishon. That's what it sounds like, right? You cook the basar with the dogim mamish, then avada you couldn't eat that pakuta. Cook the basar with the cholav roseach mamish, see, you cooked the basa. You cooked the dog in with the chol of roseach mamish. You couldn't eat that with the basa. Because that's nosin tam rishon avi. It's like a basa. It's like basa gamba. In our case, there's a blia in the kedera. That's where Shmuel said that it's mutter. Notice, what's the case that Rashi talks about? He doesn't say that if hela dog in with the basa. Nitzlu dogim with the whatever. He says the magic words. If they'd be mevusholim, if the dogim would be mevusholim with the basa mamish, then you couldn't eat it bakuta. That's his first case, right? If the dogim would be mevusholim. Mashma, that let's say they wouldn't be mevusholim with the basa, but rather they'd be mevushol in the kedera shebishal babasa. Sounds like from Rashi that would be not barna. Right? That's what it sounds like. Because he's saying if they'd be mevusholim with the basar, then it would be tamisha. Sounds like if they would not be mevusholim with the basar, but rather they'd be mevushol in a kedera shebishol babasar, that would be not barnat. And according to Shmuel, that would be mutar. So even though the Gemara mentions on the olu, the case of the diuk from Rashi, Rashi's saying, what is not by not, what is tam rishon? He says tam rishon is if you're mevashela together with the basa, together with the chol. He quotes the lashon of Bishul. So the diuk from Rashi, some medayik in Rashi, sounds from Rashi that if you're mevashel the dogim with the keder shebishul babasa, that would be not by not, that would be mutter against the Rivan's version of Rashi. Right, so you could say, okay, it's a nice diuk, but it's just wrong. That's not what Rashi paskin, but Halodavu, it is interesting that the dig from Rashi is not like the Sabbath was on the state of Rashi. Yes?
So why don't the Gemara use the word of Olu if there's no difference between Bishul and Olu?
We get to it. Very, very important question. Once we get to Nitzlu, then you'll be able to answer that question. We'll get to that. Excellent point. But the truth is, whether this is a dig from Rashi or not a dig from Rashi, there is one sheet in Rishonim that says Beferish, Kemat Beferish, that the heter of Napanat applies even to Bishul. Who's that? The Rambam. Remember? We need to go no further than that. Rambam Milchus Machalos Asuras Perek Tes Halacha Chav Gimel. Rambam writes, Ka'ora she'ochlu ba'basar u'bishlu ba'dogim osan ha'dogim mutal ha'ochlan b'kutach. What's remarkable about the Rambam? Which word is key over here? Bishlu. He says the magic words. He doesn't say alu, because the Rambam wants you to realize Napanat applies even to bishlu. So he says u'bishlu. The question is why the Gemara didn't say that according to the Rambam. We'll get to it. Retvazi is that kasha. We'll get to it. Mitzvah. But the Rambam clearly says the heter of Napranat applies even to Bishlu. Even if the macaroni, you get the dog in for a moment, the macaroni with a subashel in the kedeir shebishel ba'basar, mutal la'ochlan b'kutach, you can make mac and cheese out of that par of item. That par of item has a Napranat, it has a tam of basar, but it's Napranat, it's only a tam sheni, so therefore it's going to be mutal. So there is such a shita. It could be Rashi even holds like this. Unclear. The Rivon, his son-in-law, didn't think so. The Diuk from Rashi Efsher, then Kenzogin, that Rashi holds this Vashlu is also going to be Mutter. But the Rambam says it Beferish. Rambam says it Beferish. What are the rayas to the Rivon's version with Das Rashi? That the Heter of Napanah doesn't apply to Bishul. The Tosus spends a lot of time on that. Let's look at some of the rayas of Tosus. Let's read the Tosus together. See, there's a very famous Tosus. Let's read the Tosus together because he mentions a lot of other inyanim that are very important, both in the context of this sugya and in other contexts. So let's see the Tosus together. V'yesh lo haviraya l'dvarav, you can bring a raya to the Rivan b'das Rashi, mitznon shechotcho b'sakim, te'osa lo'ochlo b'kutach. Chizkia quotes Abaya, who says what? Hilcha sedadum shal v'kar mutla ochla makuta, but snon shechotcha besakin shechotcha v'basar, osa la ochla makuta. There's a contrast Abaya has. Dogim sha'ola b'ka'ora, we pass on like Shmuel, the napanat is mutter, but snon shechotcha besakin shechotcha v'basar, you have a radish, a dover charif, that chotcha besakin shechotcha v'basar. Roseach mistam, right? Yuchotcha v'basar, so there's a bli of basar inside this sakin, and now yechotech let snow. So zokta baye osa laochla b'kutach. You can't eat that snow and that radish with kutach. Why not? Zokta gemara v'hani mili the agav churfe bola. That snow is sharp. It's a davar charef. So agav churfe, it's going to be boleya. It's going to be bole. Zoktosvis. Snow shechotcho b'sakin the osa laochla b'kutach mishum the agav churfe bola tfei. So the Gemara says that snon shechotcha besakin shechotcha b'basar is asa l'ochla b'kudach. Why? Right? In a nutshell, what's the problem over here? There will be a bulia. Tosis is clearly assuming that the problem of snon shechotcha besakin shechotcha b'basar is that what? There's going to be a tam of basar in the snon. From where? From where? The sakin. But from where in the sakin? From inside the sakin. Inside the sakin, a bliya inside the sakin. What's the other option? What's the other possibility? Shamnunis. Oh. So he's assuming that the bliya, that the basar, the tambasar is coming from a bliya inside the sakin. How's it going to come out from the sakin into the tznon? There's no chamimus over here. The tznon isn't hot. I hope. The radish is hot. No one eats radishes there. The radish is not hot. The sakin doesn't sound like it's hot either. So what's going to happen? How's the bliya going to occur? Charifus. To the harifus of the tznon, somehow it's going to be nivla, the bliya of basar, and the sakin is going to be nivla into the tznon. It's a big chiddush in the Gemara. So it says Tosfos, let's think about it for a moment. Do you think harifus is more powerful than bishul, or bishul is more powerful than harifus? Tosfos says, I think bishul should be more powerful. I mean, harifus, sharpness, it could be a power in the harifus. We'll see, harifus with duch de sakina, the pressure of the knife plus the harifus, somehow that creates a blia, creates a plata. Okay, shkoyach. It's a chiddush. But bishul l'chora is more powerful. So if you tell me that the harifus of tznaon can be mavlia, the time of basar into the tznon, and it can acerating the kutach. We don't say it's a not barnat. We don't say it's not barnat. Right? The lechora, we should have said charifus von hein bis morgen. It's still not barnat. So what could be the problem? If dogim shalabakara, even though there is a blia of basar into the dogim, but since it's betam sheni, Shmuel says that it's mutter. So by the tznon too, it's not barnat. So what could be the problem? Have all the harifus in the world, the duchka, the sakina, the harifus, not going to help you, right? It's still not going to help you. Obviously, we assume that even though it's only a not barnat, the harifus with the duchka, the sakina is going to pull out the bli of basar, and it's not going to be not barnat. It's going to be like a tam rishon. It's going to be a powerful tam. That's why it's also la ochla bakuta. So it says Tosis, Bishul's going to be worse than that. Bishul should be even better than that, be even stronger than that, at least as strong as that. So if you say that Harifus turns a not barnat into a tam rishon, so Bishul certainly should turn a not barnat into a tam rishon. Because that's the best raya, the first raya he gives to the Rivan Benas Rashi, that not barnat is a heter that applies to Olu, but not Nizbashul. You see from the Gemara, the heter of not barnat doesn't apply to a dove or charif with duchen and sakina. So kolshken, it shouldn't apply to Bishul. No? It's gevaldik raya. Gevaldik raya. Is it a gevaldik raya? Yes, Yaakov. You don't think it's a gevaldik raya? Okay, yeah, what do you think? Shove? I would say it's even better. Much better. Harifus? Do you think it's such a davar pasha what the Gemara says that agav churfe bala? I mean, you read the Gemara religiously. You said, you know, you said, look, it's a Gemara. It's in Chulin. I have to read it. I have to understand it. I have to understand shir. But you know, when you stop for a moment and you started to ponder the Gemara, right? Did you say like this? Does this make sense to you? It does make sense to you. It makes sense to me too. It's part of Torah. But it's a chiddush, right? It's definitely a chiddush. I mean, if you tell me there are blias through Bishul, that I can buy. That's what we've been talking about for the last couple of months. A dover charif is going to be mavliya? I'll prove to you that it's a big chiddush. You know, Rashi has two pshatim on that gemara. Rashi wasn't even so convinced that's the pshat in the gemara. Not only was Rashi not convinced, that's the second pshat in Rashi. It's not the first pshat in Rashi. The only reason Rashi gives the second pshat is because, you know, the first pshat is easier. It makes a lot more sense. But the problem is the Gemara doesn't say anything like that. It doesn't mention shamnunis. Right? So Rashi, you know, to throw the shamnunis in, it might be tasty, but the question is that pshat in the Gemara? So Rashi gives the second pshat. The second pshat is Gor HaChiddush. So Zaktosis, it's so Gora Chiddush that it proves to me that Bishul must be at least as bad, if not worse. If you say the heter of not barnat doesn't apply to Dover Charef with Duchka de Sakina, because that makes it into a Tam Sheni, Kolshken, it shouldn't apply to Bishul. So what's the Dichur? Okay, so we keep on saying what the Dichur is going to be, right? The Tosis says, Miu leperish loshan achash appears bekunches the time of usim shim shashum and kore shal asakim veno nikar. Davitam Rishon, but it's known, ain't Raya Mishon. Well, as Tosa says, according to the other parish, there's nothing to talk about. Rashi has two perushim on the Gemara there, right? What are you saying? Hilkov Dogim Shalom Bekara Mutal Ochlam Bekuta Kida Amr Dein Osin Tam Abomin Amama Shalom Nosin Tam Abomin Osin Tam Stam Kara Mekanchen Osin Mishum and Akara Shalom Mishum Mius. First pshat in Rashi is that the problem is the shamnunis that's korush on the sakin. Maybe you won't see it. It's there. You don't always see the shamnunis. So that's not barnat. That's tam rishon. It's no sintam abomin amamish. That's certainly a problem. Certainly a problem. It's still a chiddush. The churf agav churfe bola agav churfe with duchah the sakina is going to be mavliya. The shamnun is into the tznon. Still has to be mavliya. Ve'od says Rashi the mishum churfe bola tfei midogim aroschim. The agav duchah the sakina polit sakino ubola tznon. Says Rashi maybe machmas churfe it's bola tfei from dogim roschim. What does it mean dogim roschim? The dogim shalom bekar. Dogim shal bekara, Shmuel says, mutter lochlem bekutach, not barnat is mutter, says Rashi in second pshah. Maybe we're talking about a second that doesn't have shamunis be'en, alpon. Doesn't have shamunis be'en, there's a bli inside the second. But even though Shmuel says that not barnat is mutter, this is going to be asa. It's not barnat, it's only a tam sheni. No. The churfe is going to be bolat fe. It's balatfei. So it's going to suck out the bli of basa. It's going to be like a tam rishon into the kut, into the tznon, and that's why it's going to be a problem. So says Tosfos, according to the first pshat in Rashi, there's no reference to our sugya b'chlal. There's different halacha. Abai happened to put the two together. See, the second pshat in Rashi really makes a lot of sense because there's a contrast. Dogam shalav b'kar mutlach v'mekutach narpanat is mutter. As opposed to tznon shechot chabasakat shechot and v'basa, narpanat is going to be aser. That's a nice contrast. That churfei, the tznon with the duchen zakin, is going to be mavliya more. According to the first pshat in Rashi, it's two halachas that Abai put together. But one is about not by not, and the other one is a different halacha. It's that the shamnun is ben on the sakin. So it says Tosis, if stone shechat lebezakin is talking about shamnun is ben on a sakin, so that's, there's no riot in this bashlu, because we're not talking about not by not. We're not talking about turning a not by not into a tam rishon. So there's no riot from that gemara to shitas rish. He's not saying it's wrong, but he's saying there's no riot from that gemara. Okay, that's Tosis. That's the first segment. Questions? Okay. So then Tosfos quotes the diak from Rashi that we had. This is not our diak. This is Tosfos' diak, right? Tosfos says, "Mitoch loshon akuntres mashu den chiluk ben olu le nizbashlum de leel gabi nosin tam ben nosin tam pirish bekuntres demhayu mevushalim in basa mame sholechol chala bekaara moda shmul de asa tavi nosin tam rishon." Mashma mitoch perusha the mevushalim in basa hu da os avam mevushalim in makara shari. That's Tosa's dig. It's not my dig. Tosa that dig. The Rivan Bedas Rashi says nizvashlu is asar, but from Rashi you get the impression the heter of not by not should apply to mevushalim too. Yeah. So after Tosfos quotes this first shot in Rashi, but tzon shechatu b'sakin, he adds to it. He says, you know, be'emes, even from Rashi on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis, it's mashma like that against his son-in-law. Like, Tosfos is building a case against the Riva. Then he has another raya here. V'hoda aminan pera kol shah en toshin hatanu ba'al yivim tosh kol apas asura che yusak hatanu. What's this hoda aminan? So hoda aminan is a raya, noch a raya, to the Riva. He was docha the first raya to the Rivan. Then he said from Rashi himself, it sounds like nizbashlu, there is a heter. But then he says, well, from the Gemara Pesachim, it sounds like nizbashlu, there is no heter. Well, what's the Gemara tool for that? So there is a concept in halacha called milcha gebred, fleisha gebred, right? If you have a blia, a basar, a blia cholav in the bread, you're not allowed to eat the bread at bichlal. Not allowed to eat the bread. There's no nevela in the bread. The aliyah is from an aliyah of a behemah ksheir. There's no... From the tail of a behemah kshem. No, but it's flesh. It's fatty, right? It's fat. It's basa. Yeah. So the problem is the Gemara Pesachim says that you're not allowed to eat bread that was kneaded with milk, right? Ein loshnes ha'isa b'chala v'im losh kalapas asura. Ein toshnes hatana ba'alya v'im tosh kalapas asura. Because we're afraid that you're not going to remember that you have a blia of chala in this bread, and you might come to eat it with meat. Right? You know, you'll have a little bit. You'll make a chala. Make a challah with some milk, and you'll forget that you have milk in it, and you'll have the challah together with your meat. That tastes good. Tastes too good. Right? So that's the problem. So Chazal say, it's a chumra d'rabbanan, a gzeira d'rabbanan, that if you make milk like a bread, then you're not allowed to eat it with meat b'chlal. You can't eat it b'chlal. It's awesome. It's a chefta shalissa. It's awesome. Let's just leave it at that. Question is it a chefta shalissa, or just has a bleed? Okay, whatever. Not for now. It's a complicated lumpness. It's a beautiful lumpness. Okay, but it's also to eat that bread. If you in Toshna Satana Ba'aya, you can't make flesh sugar bread either. If you make the flesh sugar bread, not only can't you eat it with dairy, you can't eat it bechlal. Is there any situation where you can eat bread that has a little blea of milk? Thomas's English muffins? Is that before your time? Is there any bread that you can, any milk sugar bread that you can eat, any flesh sugar bread that you can eat? Yes. Yes, what's the answer?
It's shaped differently.
If it's shaped differently, exactly. Im aso'o ke'ein Torah. Right? Not if you made it like a Sefer Torah. Im aso'o ke'ein Torah. If you make it like a shore. The Gemara says if you made it ke'ein Torah, then it's permissible. There are two pshatim in the Rishonim. Either that means a dover, what? Like the eye of the shor, a small, small piece of bread. It's just hanging like a little roll. You're going to finish it in one sitting. Or a special tsura. A tsura miuchedes, right? A special tsura. Make it in a special tsura. The English muffins are in a special, used to be in a special tsura. Now they have parve English muffins. That created problems, right? So the parve English muffins you can use, but the Thomas is now, if they're still made with the milk, it's a shaila if you can use them, because someone will think that maybe it's parve, and they'll put the hamburger on top of the English muffin. That's not so posh. Whatever, some say it's still mutter because it says on the package, and maybe that's enough of a heker, you don't have to actually make it in a tzura, as long as it says milchig on the package, it's okay. It's a whole discussion. But the simple pshat in the Gemara is that if you make it in a special form, or you make a davar mu'at, then it's permissible, but if not, it's going to be awesome. Oh. So comes the Gemara in Psachim. This source of this din, of flesh of bread, is this Gemara. So it says, Tosfos, yusak atana. Yusak atana sounds like you have to kasha the tana. Right? Be mesik as atana means you have to fire up the oven to take out whatever bli of alya, whatever bli of basa you have there. What happened to kinuach? Just clean off the top, clean off the surface of the oven. If all you have is a blia, what could be a problem? Not bar not. Right? What could be the problem? So it says Tosfos lo sagi bekinuach, and the Gemara it's mashma that kinuach is not enough. So it sounds like what? That not bar not, the heter of not bar not doesn't apply to afia. So if it doesn't apply to afia, it shouldn't apply to bishul either. That's his right, the Rivam Das Rashi. It sounds like even if all you have is not banad, it's only the bli inside the tanner. That's not enough. You have to be mesik as a tanner. You have to kash in the tanner. Afi is dumi to bishul. If you say that the heter of not banad doesn't apply to afi, it shouldn't apply to bishul either. That's a riot to the Rambam. That's Rashi. It says Tosfos no. Ain raya misham. Then it's bashal osin. Rabbi Natan says that no. Technically speaking, if you could be mekaneach the oven, then it would be mutter because it's only a tam sheni in the bread. It's not barnat. That should be okay. Problem is, it can't be mekaneach the oven. You'll wipe down the oven. They didn't have good cleaners in those times. You wipe down the oven from the shamlumis, but you're not going to get it all off. So because you're not going to get it all off, there still will be be'en, and that's the problem. But in a chanami, if you were to be able to get it all off, then it would be fine. Then it would be fine. Not by not. It's fine by afia, and it would be fine by bishul. So it's not a raya. You thought it was a raya. It's not a raya. Okay? Comes Tosfos now in his final statement about the Rivam Das Rashi. He says, V'yesh l'dakdek, v'afilin is bash l'shoy. Okay, I brought you two rayas to the Rivan, and I was docha them. We thought maybe there are two rayas to the Rivan, B'das Rashi, that nisbash l'heter of napanah doesn't apply. We pointed out that from Rashi in the Sugya, it sounds like the heter does apply to bishul, but okay, there's a back and forth. This comes to us and says, I have a gemara in Zvochim, it's a raya machrachas, that the heter of napanah does apply to bishul. What's this raya? Let's see this gemara together. What is he talking about? So we know that a carbon shlomim can be eaten for how long? Carbon shlomim can be eaten for how long? Help me now. 2 days and one night, right? That's what a shlomim can be eaten for. There's one shlomim that can't be eaten for 2 days and one night. What's that? Type of shlomim that can only be eaten for 1 day and one night? A type of shlomim that can only be eaten for 1 day and one night. Carbon toda. Right? A carbon toda can only be eaten for 1 day and one night. Okay? A special din by carbon toda. But normal shlomim is eaten for 2 days and one night. After two days and one night, what happens? It becomes nosa, right? So if you have any shlomim left over, you're not allowed to eat it after 2 days and one night. If you cook shlomim in a kedera, right, so it's hetera bala within the 2 days and one night, but after the 2 days and one night, it's really isura bala. It happens to be an eino ben yomo anyway, right? Lechatchila, you wouldn't be able to cook in that kedera because there's a bli of noser in that kedera. Right, it turns into noser, but it's eino ben yomo, right? But it becomes usur after that period of time. So now, if you cook shlomim in a pot, Right? And then the next day you cook shlamim in that pot. What you're really doing is you're causing the shlamim that you cook in the pot today. Right? You cook shlamim, let's say, Monday in that pot. Then you cook shlamim on Tuesday as well. So the shlamim of Tuesday, you should be able to eat Tuesday day, Tuesday night, right, and Wednesday by day. But the first shlamim, you wouldn't be allowed to eat on Wednesday. Right? So the bli inside the pot becomes no sir Tuesday night. Right? So how's it mutter to cook shlamim ha'idna? How can you cook shlamim today on Tuesday? You're causing this shlamim to only be able to be eaten until that night, right? If you're cooking shlamim on Tuesday, so you can't eat the shlamim once Tuesday night comes along because there's a blia of the shlamim from the previous day, which is going to become nosa, which is going to become nosa. And on a daraisa level, there's no din of kedera she'ena basyoma, right? On a daraisa level, there's no such gzeira. Okay, again, nochamo. After 24 hours, it becomes. No sentam lefka, right? After 24 hours, it becomes no sentam lefka. But the blia, but there's going to be a blia of shlamim. Right, it's not no sentam lefka yet. If you cook the shlamim, right? You cook the shlamim, let's say on Monday afternoon. So now it's Tuesday in the morning. It's before 24 hours, right? So the blia is still the shvach. So you can have a blia of the shlamim shall esmol in the shlamim of today. So that's going to be the problem. Then you're not going to be able to eat today's shlamim after tonight because it's after this man for the first shlamim. So how's that mutter? So says the Gemara, it's not no problem. Kol yom v'yom nasegiu l'chaver. You're being machshe the pot. Right? You're being machshe the pot by cooking the shlamim de ha'idna in that pot. What do I mean? Before the Isser, right, it's mutter to do this, to cook in the pot day by day. Right? If you'd wait for the blia of shlamim in the pot to become nosa, then there would be a problem to cook in that pot. Right? There would be a problem to cook in that pot. But it's not going to become noser. The blia inside the pot is not going to become noser because the cooking of the shlamim ha'idna is going to be mevatel the tam of the previous day's shlamim in the pot because you mevatel it before it becomes noser. How are you mevatel it? But the blia is going to come out. It's now going to be in the new shlamim. No, but it becomes batel since it's betam sheni. It's going to be batel. Before it becomes Issa, before the Chi of Noser is going to kick in, it's going to be Nisbato, but Makom Sheni, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. So says Tosfos, don't you see clearly from that Gemara that even though you're being Mevashel, the Heter of Nafranat still applies? Right? Because we're saying that since it comes out, B'makom Sheni, it's only Nafranat, so it's not going to Aser the Shlomim of today. Because the tam of the shlamim of yesterday is only a tam sheni shel heter, right? It's nisbatel before it becomes iser. So since it's a tam sheni of heter, the heter of naparnat is going to apply over here. But it's bishul. Sounds like the heter of naparnat applies even to death bishul. Okay, you hear the right? It's a little complicated. You hear the right? You're cooking the shlamim of today in the pot that you cooked shlamim of yesterday. So how can you do that? You're causing the shlamim of today to only be eaten for one day and one night. It's not going to be able for one day. You can't even eat it at night because once the night comes, then the 2 days and one night of the previous day's shlamim are going to be over. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a problem because the tam of the previous day's shlamim is butter. It's only a tam sheni in this shlamim. So therefore it's going to be mutter. So you see the heter of naparnat applies even to bishul because there you're going to be mevasho in the pan. Sounds like a pretty strong right. Complicated, but strong. Is there any dechia to this right? So Tosus actually is docha this right as well in the end. Tosus has a dechia to this right. He says, because it sounds from the Gemara that you'd not only be allowed to cook shlamim, today's shlamim, in a pot that you cooked shlamim yesterday. You'd even be allowed to cook shlamim today in a pot that you cooked a chatas. Now, a chatas is not heter ebola. Right? Chatas is mutter ba'achila, but it's mutter ba'achila to whom? It's mutter ba'achila to a kohen. Right? Shlomim is nechal to the bailim. Right? The Yisrael can eat the shlomim. The kohen eats the shlomim. The mizbeach eats the shlomim. The Yisrael, the bailim eats the shlomim. But a chatas is nechal only for zichrei kohuna bilvad. The mizbeach gets a little bit and the kohuna again. So it's also for zorim. It would be also for noshim as well. The zichrei kohuna. Only kohanim, only males who are kohanim can eat chatas. Women do not eat chatas. So chatas is isur abala for some people. Shlomim is not isur abala. It starts out as a heter abala. So the din of not bar not, we can talk about it in the context of shlomim, but in chatas, not bar not ain't going to help you. Right? Because it's like nevela, really. It's like isur abala. Right? Of course, we do have to explain what the difference between heter abala and isur abala is, but that's the halacha. Now, halacha is not bar not is a heter, according to Shmuel, if it was nivla beheter. Like a time of bosar, a time of cholav by itself, a time of shlomim that everyone can eat. That's heter abala. But if isura, if nevela is nivla into the pot, you're not going to be able to cook in that pot. If chatas is nivla in the pot, you can't cook shlomim of today. You can't cook any shlomim, even shlomim of yesterday, right? If you can't cook chatas and then cook shlomim the same day, you can't do that. Even though you're not lessening the zman that you can eat the shlomim, well, actually you are, because the chatas can only be eaten for one day and one night. But the reality is you can't. If you cook the shlomim in the kedera of chatas, you're definitely assering the shlomim. You're definitely memayed in the achila because now the shlomim can't be eaten for zarim. The Yisrael can't eat the shlomim. It's like iser. That certainly should be aser. How can you cook the kachim in a way that you're limiting who can eat this kachim? You're putting like a bli of iser into the kachim. How can that be mutter? How can that be mutter? That's Tosis Kasha later. Let's skip this chelav and get back to this chelav of Tosis. The Tosis says, Al karcha chosim abitayma. I'm sorry, just one second. Umiu al karcha by the aleph. Umiu al karcha ain rai misham. There really is no rai. Dehafilu bishal bochatas shari levashal ba'osa kedera shalom. Besof esek b'avodazara. The Gemara in Avodazara says that even if you cook a chatas, you're allowed to cook the shalom. You definitely memayit the achila shlomim by cooking in a pot of chatas. The mitzri lezorim ulenoshim v'la'avodim. The ein necheles elo lezichrei kohuna. It can only be eaten for zichrei kohuna. There has to be a kohen and he has to be a zocher. V'gam mitzri biyotzei. And if you take it out of the azor, you can't eat it either. The shlomim can be eaten inside Yerushalayim. Chatas can't be eaten inside Yerushalayim. It has to be eaten in the azor itself. There's definitely a miut in the achila. You're causing it not. You're limiting the achila, the makom where the shlomim can be eaten, and the people who can eat the shlomim. How's it mutter to do that? Davitam sheni beisser. When the tam of the chatas comes out of the kedera into the shlomim, it's tam sheni beisser. How could that be mutter? It says Tosfos al karchach. Hasam abitam mishum demin b'mina midaraisa batul berov. Ubeklay mikdash akmua adaraisa. What's chatting him over there? You're cooking meat. Kachin is meat. It's min b'mina. You're cooking meat the same way that you cooked the meat yesterday. The meat of chatas, the meat of shlomim, they're different karbanos, but it's the same meat. Right? You're not cooking it, you know, this one is roasted and that one is I don't know, with different spices. And they cook the meat the same. It's the same meat. Min b'mina. It's mamish the same time. It's the time of meat, exactly the same time. The zoktos is min b'mina, min atorah is batul b'rov. It's batul b'rov, right? It's batul b'rov. So even if it is iser, it still is going to be batul min atorah, right? Min atorah it's certainly batul b'rov. Midr abana min b'mina requires shisha. Min atorah it's batul b'rov. So in the Beis Hamikdash, they left it on the daraisa, right? So the reason why it's mutter kol yom yom nasa gil lachavero, even if you cook chatas, you're allowed to cook shlomim. I come in my achilasa, you're causing the achila shlomim to only be for zorim, to only be for zichrei kahuna, not for zorim, not for avod, not for noshim, right? And it's mifsal biyotzei. How can you do that? The answer is it's batel. It's batel. The tam of chatas is batel in the shlomim. It's batel berov. It's batel berov. The tam is not going to Right? There's no shishim in the pot. There's no shishim in what I'm cooking now. Keneged the blia of the kedev. But there certainly is rof. Right? What I'm cooking in the pot is much more than the blia in the walls of the pot. So because it's more than the blia, because it's a rov, it's batel. Minatora, it's batel berov. But the rabbanan, you need shishim. So in the mikdash, they left it on the din daraisa. So they said that it's mutter to cook. So if that's the case, then there's no raya that the heter of naparnat doesn't apply, that the heter of naparnat applies to bishul. Maybe the heter of naparnat taka doesn't apply to bishul. Doesn't apply to bishul. It still is going to be mutter. Because even if you cook iser, meaning even if you cooked chatas in the pot, and now the chatas is going to come out into the shlomo, it's still not a problem, because it's batel min haTorah. It's min b'mino, so it's batel min haTorah in the shlomim. There's no raya b'chlal. There's no raya b'chlal that the heter of naparnat should apply even to bishul. Okay, this is the Tosfos. This is Tosfos. The rayas for the rivam, the rayas against the rivam. Questions? Yes. Excellent question. Excellent question. Aren't you mevatel the issa l'chatchila by cooking shlamim in that pot? How's it mutter? If you say mevatel issa l'chatchila is min haTorah, right? If you say it's min haTorah, which happens to be how Tosfos learns on Parichas and Abes, right? So it's a steer in Tosfos, right? If mevatel issa l'chatchila is also min haTorah, so what gives you the heter to cook the shlamim in the chatas, in the klisha bishul chatas? It's only going to be mutter. It is mutter, but what gives you the heter? You're going to be mevatel it min haTorah, to be mevatel it l'chatchila. It's a good kasha. It's a gevaldige kasha. I was thinking the same kasha as I was saying this over. Good kasha. I have to think about it. Why isn't it a problem of mevatel it l'chatchila? Yes, what's the answer?
Can we maybe say that it's the fact that it's a mitzvah, like we said by...
Zerah B'Sheila. Yeah, but Zerah B'Sheila is a gzeras hakosef to do it that way. You don't have to do it that way over here. You can cook. You can have pots for chatos and pots for shlomim. There's a new idea. You know, we have dairy pots and meat pots, chatos pots, shlomim pots. You have special pots for every different type of carbon. Special pots for every different type of carbon. In that context, the din of mevatel nisr lechatchila we apply to bittel b'shishim, not to bittel b'rov. We apply it to bittel b'shishim. You know there's going to be shishim lechatchila. Now let it engineer the bittel. Let me think about it. That's a good kasha. I have to think about it. Yes.
Maybe say that. It's not an isser yet. I mean, by shlomim, I guess it's not an isser.
No, it is by chatas. It is an isser because it's also for zarin.
Maybe not by the person being mevatel. I mean, whoever is being mevatel the isser, is it the kohen that's saying he's
on? You hear? The one who cooks it might be mutter for the kohen to cook it. It's not an isser for him. So if he cooks it, that's a het. He's allowed to be mevatel l'chatchila. So it's not going to be a problem. It's not going to be a problem because for him it's taka mutter. For the zarim it would be asa, but for him it's mutter. So maybe he would be allowed to cook it. That's a good teretz. That's a charifus. Very good. Okay. The next stage of the sugya is to figure out whether there's some kind of middle ground. Till now we're talking about olu, we're talking about nisbashlu. Is there any way to say that maybe olu and nisbashlu are the same? The heter of naparnat applies to both, but maybe nitzlu is going to be different. Oh, so that's the next shita that we have to find. That's the third shita. That's quoted by the Rush. So look at the Rush inside, and Mitzvah Hashem will continue our discussion tomorrow.